We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Rich Noyes, Director of Research at the Media Research Center, located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get his thoughts and his analysis of the mainstream media coverage of the president's selection of Sonia Sotomayor to be the next Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. What kind of coverage has she gotten, and how does that compare to the coverage received by the likes of John Roberts and Sam Alito when they were nominated by President Bush a few years ago? And Rich, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Greg.
What have you been looking at most carefully? What has struck you most in the mainstream media coverage of this nomination?
Well, really, the rollout last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, even on Thursday, the networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, were just extremely celebratory of Judge Sotomayor's life story, her potential being the first Hispanic woman on the Supreme Court, in a total celebratory mode over her persona. Much less discussion, I would say, of her judicial philosophy, of her actual record on the court. Suggestions that, you know, even though I don't think there's very much question that the judge is in fact a political liberal and sees the world the way a lot of liberal legal activists do. Katie Couric was suggesting that pundits won't be able to easily pigeonhole her as a liberal or a conservative. A reporter on CBS saying that, you know, she's difficult to categorize. Other networks basically suggesting that it was, you know, conservatives were suggesting she was a liberal, but they didn't want to share in the term. Now, that's not what we saw with Judge Alito and Judge Roberts, where network reporters were very quickly saying, you know, on their own authority that they were conservatives, very conservative, ultra-conservative, no problem applying the political label there, but a great reluctance to do so in the case of Obama's pick.
Each time a Supreme Court nominee comes up, certainly at least in recent years, there's been issues that have popped up that some opposed to the nomination have used to drive that opposition. Now, obviously, we see issues related to Sotomayor, such as her comment that an Hispanic woman should be able to reach better decisions than white males on the bench, and also her involvement in this case out of Connecticut about white firefighters potentially being discriminated against. When issues come up that are contrary to her nomination, how have the networks handled that?
Well, they've included it in the mix, and I would say that I give them high marks. You know, it was fairly quick on the mark that all the networks were reporting this comment from the judge that a wise Latina woman could more often than not reach a better decision than a white male. Her statement back in 2005 that the federal appeals court where she was, where policy was made, and sort of laughing and about how you shouldn't say that when the TV cameras are rolling, but there it was. These were things that I think really helped cement the case that conservatives would have against her, and they were sort of a discussion that maybe these were being taken out of context. But I would say, as the week wore on, you ended up with the media much more upset at the rhetoric of, say, Rush Limbaugh or Newt Gingrich in talking about the judge, suggesting that these comments from her were beyond the accepted norm, much more aggressive about the rhetoric of these conservatives than about the judge's own rhetoric when she's the one who's actually up for the nomination, not these conservative talking heads.
And how does that compare to the way issues were handled when it potentially posed a problem for Justices Alito or Roberts during their confirmation process?
Well, certainly the liberal interest groups that opposed those judges were never put on the defensive. It was never about them and their criticism. It was always about the judge and what they were going to do. I remember they were digging into, I think it was a Washington Post story that suggested that John Roberts was writing to, by using the phrase war between the states, he was somehow betraying a Confederate sympathy. Judge Alito, he was involved in a Princeton students group, conservative group, and that somehow that showed him beyond the pale of American politics. They really dug down to the minutiae on those judges. I mean, these issues, I think, with the judge, and I would say also this the New Haven case you referenced, that's going to be decided by the Supreme Court before her nomination hearing. So that's something that is going to be much more front and center, much more about the philosophy of a judge, something that I would expect and hope would be front and center for media coverage of these nomination hearings over the summer.
Last 20 seconds here, Rich. So has the difference between 2009 and 2005 been as striking as you thought, a little bit less or a little bit more?
Well, so far, I think she's gotten a much more positive rollout than these conservative judges. you know, Barack Obama has been given a big pat on the back by the media. George Bush was always seen as playing to his right-wing base. It was a much more divisive presentation that the media gave back in 2005. The next hurdle of the hearings, you know, to see whether or not this judge, the burden is on her to basically prove her case the way it is on every other Supreme Court nominee, or whether once again the media going to try to turn that tables and put the burden on her critics.
Rich, unfortunately our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Rich Noyes is Director of Research at the Media Research Center. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.